Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Blue Kool-Aid Drinkers! We are back. We are back, baby. And we are getting ready for week 13 of the NFL season, where your 8-3 Lions are going to be traveling to New Orleans to take on the Saints and the mighty Derek Carr-led Saints offense. I can't hold it anymore. But let's get to the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here, and we'll be diving into that game. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Bob.
Hello.
And Connor.
Yo, Lions fans.
So, gentlemen, I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. We've had a long time to get over that horrific Thanksgiving loss, the Lions 7th in a row. And a good get-right game, perhaps. The Lions are favored on the road going to New Orleans, a New Orleans team that has struggled mightily offensively. And the way the Lions defense is playing, it's either a get-right game for the defense or it will help New Orleans feel good about their offense for the first time all year. Yeah. But even before I get into that, you know, Connor, we didn't have any episode last time, and in our group chat, you're throwing a lot of heat at Aaron Glenn. Do you want him fired right now? Do we got to fire? Every time the Lions fire somebody, they rally off a bunch of wins in a row. Is that the guy that let go?
I am not opposed to them losing Glenn right now. People are like, oh, what if we lose him in the offseason? I'm like, that'd be awesome. You know, we'll get a draft pick and we lose the worst coordinator we have. I mean, we've had the worst defense in the league since week 7. My concern with them is, there's been no real adjustments on the defensive line. And I mean, they're relying on getting pressure with 4, which was working for a few weeks, but the in-game adjustments aren't there. The total big picture adjustments aren't there. I don't think he's been scheming to the strengths of what's on the defense. I mean, Hutch is being completely schemed out of games. It's just, I don't know. I would have thought he would have responded faster. So I am not opposed at all to getting rid of Aaron Glenn, but I know you all probably disagree with that, and that's fine, and I totally get it. But the defense right now is not going to cut it in the playoffs. It's just simply not. There's no way around it. We will get demolished by the first good quarterback we see. Something's got to give, you know?
Bob, what's your thought?
Well, I definitely don't want to fire Glenn at this point myself. I think he's done a pretty good job with what he has. I think Holmes did not give him any help on the pass rush. So, that's part on him. And they did start off really poorly, but they didn't give up many points after the first quarter. So they did adjust in that way, not giving up as many points.
Yeah, I mean, Connor, are you factoring in the fact the Lions have had 6 turnovers in the last 2 weeks?
That is a very valid point. I can't argue that. But then you look at games like the Chargers games and or the Seahawks game, you know, we find these good quarterbacks and they basically, it's like practice for them out there. So, and I know we've had some injuries in the secondary and CJ Gardner-Johnson and Mosley played, what, 2 snaps for us? Lions legend. But yeah, I don't know. Being the worst defensive league since week 7, just not going to cut it. Obviously, Goff needs to hold on to the ball. And from what I've read in practice, they're actually doing like drills with him where he's like trying to make sure he holds onto the ball. That usually just running backs do those drills, but they're actually making the quarterbacks do it this week, which I found interesting. Love Goff and his tiny hands, though. I think he'll be fine.
I think our producer, Kid J, is having some flashbacks to his time in L.A. when he was fumbling the ball away.
I'm sure he is.
Which made them get rid of him. But
I think Goff will be fine. And I you're totally right that it's not totally fair to blame it all on the defense. But you can't look at this unit and say that they're anywhere near where they would need to be for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you can make that argument.
I could see it, yeah. I don't want him gone. I mean, definitely not this late in the season, that's for sure. Not at this point. I mean, we're in three. I think we lose sight of that to a degree after a loss. This is still one of the best Lions team we've had in a long, 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 long time. And I mean, Glenn's been the coordinator to get there to this point, and we've had some really good defensive performances. Every team breaks down now and then throughout the season, unless you're like, even the Browns, have an elite defense and they give up 30 plus points to the Ravens, like we did, very similarly.
Yeah.
So it's not out of the realm to have some bad ones in there. And I think last week, yeah, was more of a product. Well, two things. We got to have somebody off the edge. I don't know if you guys watch any film breakdown. Hutch is getting double teamed, triple teamed in some cases. Nobody, like Josh Pascal, has left a lot one on one in that game. He just has a bull rush move. Doesn't have a secondary move whatsoever.
Aquara's done nothing this year.
It's concerning. I mean, who's Aquara? Romeo Aquara? He used to play for Lions, right?
Aleem
McNeil's been kind of solid, but I mean, that's like Hutch doesn't have much help out there.
No, I mean, Kaminsky's like a hustle guy, but they got to have perfect coverage in order for him to get there. They're not getting there within 2.5 seconds very often, if at all. It's a concern, no doubt. But the Lions play the Saints. Well, I guess before we even preview that, the Lions play the Saints this week, and we'll get to that in a moment. Injury report really quick. Jonah Jackson's back in a limited capacity. David Montgomery was added, and Tracy Walker. David Montgomery, the foot, Tracy Walker. They're both limited. I would imagine they're still good to go. I haven't heard anything negative about their chances of playing. The interesting one on the injury report is Alex Anzalone.
That could be bad.
Dan Campbell said he could be out for a little bit, which a little bit, who knows what that means? It could be a couple days. It could be a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's so vague.
Yeah. It's a hand injury. He was getting his hand taped on the sideline. If it's his hand, I think he can go. These guys wrap their arms up around all the time with like a broken hand and such. His baby is due. We're recording this on November 29th. He's due tomorrow. Or the baby. I don't know if it's a he. But I don't know if that's a factor or not. I don't think so. But
He
won't be able to hold his baby if his hand is hurt.
Hopefully the baby can rush the passer. We could use him.
Yeah, we're birthing our roster midseason.
The baby's great in a 4-3. He'll thrive in Glenn's system.
Yeah. That's the injury report on that side. For the Saints, they're missing Cam Jordan, their edge rusher, one of their top edge rushers, and Rashid Shaheed, which is a speedy wide receiver on the outside that Derek Carr likes to throw to. Those are probably the most significant injuries on the Saints side. And then the other bit of news a little bit today is that Hendon Hooker had his first practice today, which is cool to see. I'm sure not hear him too much. And then, of course, the Lions' favorite over the past few years, Tom Kennedy, is back in the building as he's on the practice squad, wide receiver.
Yeah, how about that?
Dylan Drummond got released. Favorite.
Hey, do you think the Hooker thing? You think Hooker could be like when Bledsoe got replaced by Tom Brady? You know, like Bledsoe was playing pretty well, then they got the young kid come in there, then Hooker will be like.
You mean like next year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did Bledsoe just get benched or did he get hurt and Brady played well? And
he got hurt.
He got hurt.
I thought he got hurt. But yeah. So
he did get hurt, but then he was ready to come back. And then Belichick's like, no.
Right.
Staying on the bench. So
I think that's what he's saying. Could you see that happen?
I mean, the Lions are taking a lot of time with him, obviously. It's impossible to say without seeing or. Him throw the ball first in practice and in preseason and such.
Yeah. I mean, Jonah Jackson, we need Jonah Jackson back. because I would love to see them finish this with Goff, especially this year, mm-hmm. just because he's been such a badass coming in here Definitely. After getting cut and kept his head down and just he's a winner. I mean,
yeah,
he's had one losing season in his life, I think, but with the Lions.
Yeah, and he has 2 years left on his contract. So the Lions will have a decision to make, and I don't know how they're going to make that.
Do you think, regardless of Goff's versus Stafford's stats, he wins a Super Bowl, he'd be the greatest Lions quarterback of all time?
I think so. I think that goes without saying.
We'll have a statue if he wins a Super Bowl with us.
Yeah. So I would definitely think so. Even if Stafford maybe was a little more talented and did a lot of good things, I think it's undeniable. Goff would be at the top there for sure. Because if you win a Super Bowl, I mean,
yeah,
win a playoff game, even win a playoff game, you might be at the top. Honestly,
that's true.
Anyway, so let's dive into this game now. Where the Lions are, what are they now? It's been jumping a little bit, but they're definitely favorite, 4-point favorites on the road in New Orleans. I believe the last time the Lions played there, correct me if I'm wrong, the Lions won. Golden Tate had a long touchdown on the sideline. That's all I can remember from that game. I'd actually look up the last time they played before we hopped on here. But this Saints team does have some talent to a degree. Alvin Kamara, obviously, a big threat rushing and receiving out of the backfield. Leads the team in receptions, or second in team receptions behind Chris Olave. I would imagine the Saints trying to move Olave around to get Jerry Jacobs to cover him. I bet Jacobs is going to have a fun time this week again, especially if the pass rush doesn't get home. Michael Thomas is still there. He's definitely not what he once was, that's for sure. Then they have Jamal Williams. He's there. So a little revenge game for him, if you will. Maybe he's got some fun things to say in the media this week. I've not checked if he's...
His stats have been down. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he was hurt for a good portion. But yeah, 137 yards, only averaging 2.9 yards per rush. That's what happened to go to a team with a bad offensive line. But this Saints team, not good on offense. Derek Carr got the big contract in the offseason from this Saints team. 10 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Whew! Not good. Not good for a guy you're paying over $30 million a year to play football. This is a 5-6 Saints team. They just lost to the Falcons last week with Desmond Ridder, quarterback. It's not good. Defense, their defense is solid. It's a good challenge for the Lions. Tyrann Mathieu, still an excellent player at the safety position. I mentioned Cam Jordan, long time defensive end for them. It's been really solid, although, as I mentioned, hurt. A few other guys, Marshawn Lattimore, a cornerback, so I'd imagine he will be trying to follow Amon-Ra St. Brown around. And, but this is an offense that's really struggling to put the ball in the end zone. I forgot to mention Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill is the kind of do-it-all quarterback. He runs it a lot. They bring him in certain packages. He can throw it a little bit. So the Lions definitely have the game plan for him, like every other team does. But did you guys want to add anything about the Saints?
Free Jameis.
In particular? Yeah, are you worried about him? Are you scared of the keeping you up at night this week?
Well, we have flashbacks to that Titus Young game, the playoff game with the Saints.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Was that 2010? We were just so jazzed they were in the playoffs, but then like they had offensive pass interference, like 3 plays in a row or something crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts. But
what a high scoring game too.
This is a very different team than that team, and I think they're not as frightening as they were back then. So
yeah, we lost 45-28. Kelvin Johnson had 211 yards and 2 touchdowns on 12 catches. Stafford had 380 yards passing. I do remember the Lions caused a fumble that they did not overturn that they would have returned for 6. And that was a big play. Today's NFL, I think that gets reviewed, but not in that NFL, of course.
And that was Titus Young. Didn't he also, he just lost his head in that game, which is early signs of.
Didn't he lose his head at a McDonald's drive-thru too? Or where was that? Somewhere.
Yeah, he did. But in that game, he had some stupid penalty. I don't know. I can't remember the details of it, but he basically screwed us over. Yeah. He was a really talented guy too.
I think the Saints are getting older, but I think they should be starting Jameis Winston because I love him. He is the funniest player in the NFL. He'll throw a ton of picks, but he'll throw a lot of touchdowns too. I think, who cares? You know Carr's not good. Like, at least he'll be entertaining. I don't know.
Did you see him rapping to Derek Carr, the Ludacris song? Ludacris like came down from the banner and he was like in the sideline, like in Derek Carr's face, rapping all the lyrics.
I did see that.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
I guess that's what you do when you're back at quarterback and got nothing else better to do.
He's the funniest player in the NFL, I think, by far.
Jamal Williams is pretty funny. I don't know.
Jamal Williams is pretty funny. They have a lot of comedians on the Saints, actually.
Good locker room, at least. You know, when you're losing, you got to keep it light, right?
Exactly.
All right. So let's get into it. Let's get into our two prediction segments here. But before we do, we need some help, you guys. We need a guest.
We do need a guest.
Johnny, turn on the camera for us over here, man. All right. So we have Johnny Jessup. Great name. Fantastic name. Fantastic Lions fan. He's ready to get in here. He's our guest. Picker of the week. Everybody, let's welcome Johnny to the podcast.
Hey, Johnny.
Thanks so much, guys. I'm stoked to chop it up and talk about
Let's go, Johnny. Before we even get into all our two prediction segments here, just tell us a little about yourself, how you feel about this Lions team, and why you love this Lion. Why you love the Lions, and why you love this team in particular this year.
I do love the Lions. And this year is... it's the best, at least in all the years that I've been rooting for them. I think I really got into them in the early Matt Stafford days. Javid Best, Megatron, Fairley, Sue, those teams. And it's been mostly down since then, but now it's amazing. 8-3. I know we've been a little up and down in the last couple games, but still, this is as good as it gets as being a Lions fan.
Yeah.
And the other thing I forgot to mention, I love that the Lions tweeted the anniversary of their firing Patricia and Bob Quinn. Oh, yeah. I thought that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It was the 3-year anniversary yesterday.
You don't see teams celebrating the firing of somebody usually
on their
public channels. I thought that was awesome.
That's funny. Hey, Johnny, are you a Detroiter? Are you living in Detroit? Where are you from?
I grew up in Metro Detroit. Right now, I live in Denver.
You're scouting out
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson for us, right? getting the inside scoop.
Yeah, I don't buy their hype. I think we got him. I don't think he's that good. They haven't beaten too many good teams. They had that fluke against the Chiefs, but nah.
Yeah, we beat the Chiefs. Yeah.
True enough.
No fluke there, though.
Yeah, Sean Payton, Dan Campbell's mentor. So, anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
Revenge.
And the Lions will be playing Denver, although it'll be in Detroit, But
that kind of has to suck. You would have had a built-in Lions game there.
Yeah, I went 2 years ago, and that wasn't pretty, but that's all right. I think this game.
Oh, yeah, that was an ugly game. That was a really ugly game, if I recall. Late season, didn't have really much to do with anything except for draft position. Yeah. All right. So let's get our two prediction segments. We got two. And our first one is our Roar of the Week. Johnny, if you're not familiar, our Roar of the Week is the player. Maybe not necessarily will have the best like stats or anything, but just the biggest impact on the game this week for the Lions. And we're going to throw it over to Connor first, just so you get a little taste, Johnny, of how it's done. And then we're going to throw it over to you next. So get ready. All right.
Sounds good.
Start warming up.
My Roar of the Week is Tiny Hands Goff. I think those very small, tiny hands are going to get bigger. And I think he's going to hold onto the ball really well. And I think he's going to have a bounce back game. His last two games haven't been great, but I think he's going to throw for 4 touchdowns. And they're going to do a fake run on 4th-and-1. And he's going to run it in for another one up the left. So 5 total touchdowns. No turnovers. No turnovers from anyone on the Lions this week. So he is my Roar of the Week.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Should we? So if Goff has a good game, should we? You know, there's like that trend on social media. Like, for instance, like Kyler Murray. For every 10,000 likes, I'm gonna make him smaller. I'm gonna make him smaller. For Goff, if he fumbles twice, do we post that? And for every 10,000 likes, we make Jared Goff's hands smaller and smaller.
Yeah,
I would love that.
We'll keep that one in mind. But
Connor, you said his hands are gonna grow during the game. That'd be like
figuratively grow. You know,
okay, I thought it was like those old Reebok shoes with the little pump thing, you know, you pump
hey,
a couple extra, and the hands get
bigger. Ready to explore it if the team doctors can make that happen. you know, whatever it takes.
Well, I want to throw this over to Johnny. Who's your roar of the week?
Roar of the week. I think I'm going to go with maybe a bit of a cliche pick, but I'm going to go with Jahmyr Gibbs. Especially seeing how they just got completely diced up by Bijan and all those Atlanta running backs last week. I think Jahmyr, he's going to have 2 touchdowns. He's going to have at least 80 yards. He's going to have one of those touchdowns he'll catch from Goff to also align with Connor's prediction. I think he's going to have a great game, similar to the Chargers. I think he's going to have a big impact.
That's 2 first-round running backs from this last draft that they're facing in a row. I love it. That's a great pick. Great roar. And let's throw this over to Bob.
All right, my roar of the week. I was almost going to go Gibbs there, but now I think their offense could be very good this week, so there's going to be a lot to go around. So I'm going to go switch it up, and I'm going to go with maybe one of our best players on the team, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think the guy is consistent as hell, and I think he's going to have another big game this week. And I think even bigger than last week, I think like 150 yards and a touchdown. So Amon-Ra St. Brown, my roar of the week.
There we go. That's beautiful.
That's such a boring pick, Bob. Such a boring pick.
Well,
Red Dog was here.
According to Red Dog, yeah.
But Red Dog is here.
So I think he's boring. Exciting to watch myself, so.
All right, Kid J, producer Kid J, who's your roar of the week?
My roar of the week is, I'd have to say, Sam Laporta. I think he's going to get like 90 yards and a touchdown, and I think he's going to get a couple crucial third downs to keep some drives going in the second half, and be the kind of like the unsung hero for the Lions on offense.
My only concern with that pick is when Michigan destroys Iowa, I think he might be pretty sad. You know,
good point.
I don't know about that.
Go blue, free Harbaugh, all that.
Free Harbaugh, yeah.
Do you think Hutch and Laporta have like a friendly wager going on or something?
I'm sure they're going to do like other teams' jersey, you know, at warm up.
He's got to give them the spread. It's a 23-point spread.
You would think so.
The over under is like 35 and the spread is 23, which means basically I don't think Iowa's gonna score a point.
The Iowa first half spread was like 0.5 or something. Like them, like they don't think they're gonna score a point in the first half. Pretty incredible.
It's also a Cade McNamara. That's
he's out.
Game.
Yeah, he's been.
Oh,
out
is
for
he
a while.
Out? Okay,
that would have been cool.
Well,
that
would have
been really cool. That would have been a good at least would have been some sort of storyline for this game.
Yeah, I think a lot of the Michigan players wanted that too because they're friends with them. So but, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, didn't mean.
All right, so my roar of the week is not a player. I'm going outside the box. I don't even know if this fits within our rule. I don't know if we've established this rule.
A lion?
No, it's a coach. And it's Connor's guy, Aaron Glenn.
Oh.
I think Aaron Glenn's going to come back. This is a team that Campbell and him have the deepest like ties to. But it's more to Sean Payton than anything. But still, they were in New Orleans for a long time. They know this organization very well. They're very familiar with Dennis Allen. Now he operates. I think Aaron Glenn also is having a get right week with this defense. I think he's going to come up with a great scheme against this horrible Saints offense. So I am going to go with Aaron Glenn as my roar of the week.
I like it.
Hey, can we ask our guest picker what his thoughts are on Aaron Glenn? I'm just curious.
Yeah. Johnny.
you know, as of recently, I can't say I like him, but he has proven that after some of these losses, he comes back and he puts together a good game plan like we saw in Atlanta. So if we get something like that, I'll be happy to jump right back on board. But no, hasn't been great recently, but you're absolutely right that he knows that Saints team better than anybody. Hopefully he knows how to get in there and do something better than what we've been doing.
And I think he will. I think he will. And I think UJ thinks our defense is going to step up because his roar of the week is Hutch. Hutch having two sacks plus a fumble recovery. And then Red Dog's roar of the week is Jack Campbell. Jack Campbell might have to step into middle linebacker this week, which is his natural position. That's the position he played in college. So maybe that's what he needs, because outside linebackers, well, it's been an up and down experience, to say the least. But those are their roars of the week. But now it's time for the main event. That is our predictions.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Lions 4-point favorites on the road, over under 46.5. Let's throw this to our guest picker, Johnny. Start us off, man. What is your prediction for this game?
All right. My prediction for the bettors out there, I think you got to take an alternate spread for the Lions. I think we beat them by 10 points. I think 28-20, Lions come out on top. We always got a high-scoring game.
I thought we beat them by 10 points.
Yeah, right. That was
so you're
wrong.
Saying don't take the alternate 20. Spread.
take a higher alternate spread. That's what I'm trying to say. Maybe
so
don't
30
trust
to
me.
20, final answer?
We're going to say 30 to 20.
Let's go. Let's go. Beautiful. Beautiful. Any sort of like little predictions for the in-game? Like you said Gibbs gets a touchdown, right?
Gibbs, two touchdowns. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of Brian Branch again, too. I know he kind of had that smoldering hot start. It started to cool off a little bit. He's still a rookie, but I think he's going to kind of find his footing here. I don't think Carr is all that good. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a pick or a couple big hits again. I think Brian Branch will have a big game.
All right. Well, Connor, can you hear me? Your video is a little choppy, so...
Yeah, can you hear me? All
right. Okay, yeah, you're in slow motion right now on my screen. But
like the Matrix, like bullets are going around me and I'm like,
I don't know, it's like you're in a photo shoot or something. You're like combing your hair back and sitting in slow motion. Like it's a
Do I look good?
Stylish.
Shaving commercial. Anyways, yeah, you look good. You look good.
All right, thank you.
Is that blue steel you're giving us? Oh. That look?
Anyways, what is your prediction?
Very similar to Johnny. I think we cover a 10-point spread. I think it's going to be 31-21 with a garbage touchdown by Derek Carr at the end. I think we're going to come out and control this game, and I think Gibbs is going to rush for one, and I think J-Mo is going to catch a 60-plus yard pass this week. All right. Maybe not all in the air, but, you know, it's going to be at least 65 yards. And yeah, 31-21 Lions, field goal at the end, just to really cement it, and we'll coast into next week.
So 31-20, that's the score?
31-21.
31-21, okay, gotcha. I like
it. Touchdown.
We like it. Let's go to Bob.
All right, yeah, favorable matchup for the Lions. I hope all your Aaron Glenn predictions come true, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh.
I think missing Anzalone is going to hurt them this week. But fortunately, the Saints red zone offense is hot garbage, so they'll have a tough time scoring. But our defense is not very good right now, so I think that's going to continue. But fortunately, the offense is going to click, and I'm counting on Jonah Jackson coming back. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that would be huge for the Lions.
Definitely.
Keep a nice clean pocket for Goff, and then he'll carve those guys up. And I see a 41-24 victory for the Lions. Like I said, Amon-Ra is going to have the huge game. I think the running game is going to be a good balanced attack from Ben Johnson, and we'll have it all clicking. So
beautiful.
41-24.
Beautiful.
That's my score of the week. Oh, no. I keep doing that. Prediction.
All right.
Score of the week and roar of the week. I kind of like
that. Yeah, I never made the connection right now. So good one, Bob. We our score. Okay. So UJ has the Lions winning 35-10. Goff has 2 touchdowns, no picks. Monty and Gibbs combined for 150 yards rushing, and Laporta finds the end zone as well. And then Rudd Dog has a pick six. I forgot to mention Jack Camo has a pick six and a sack and 3 tackles for loss all in this game, according to him. And the Lions win 47-3, one of his more reasonable predictions.
Wow, that's actually one of his more measured predictions.
Below 50?
Yeah.
Something's wrong. Wow. So like hit his head. and now let's throw it over to our producer, KJ.
I think the Lions should come out extremely focused after the last after letdown the last couple of weeks, and I think it is also a low key must win for them because the Eagles and 49ers are playing each other, and if the 49ers lose, the Lions will gain a game in the second seed. So I think they need to win this one, and so I think they'll come out focused and win 34-17.
Beautiful, right. Beautiful,
like it.
All right, 34-17. We've all predicted a Lions victory. I am going to predict a Lions victory as well. 31-20. That's why I was asking Connor if he had the same prediction as me. That was close. That 20 might come into the fourth quarter. I think the Lions do control this game thoroughly in and out. I think we have the better talent. I think we have definitely have the better coaching on both sides of the football. This is a Saints team that just cannot get it going. 5-6. Someone in this division has to win, I guess. The Falcons or the Saints. Is it too late for the Panthers to come back? Technically, no. They're 1-10
not,
still in the play and still in the race. that just tells you how bad the division is. And then Tampa Bay's at 4-7 right behind them. But yeah. And I forgot to mention, too, that it was big that the Bears beat the Vikings on Monday Night Football because now the Lions have a little extra cushion in the division.
That was an exciting matchup.
That was the ugliest game I've watched this year, I think.
Bears fans are so pissed that they won, too. They're pissed if they lose, and they're pissed if they win.
They're just angry.
Yeah,
all the
miserable,
time.
Miserable people, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like being jovial. I like being 8-3. I don't know if it's you guys.
I don't
but
mind it.
Before we wrap it up here, just any last words, Donnie, before you head out?
No, thanks for having me. I mean, this is a season to remember. I got a good feeling about the rest of it. And kind of as you were saying with the Vikings and the Bears, Josh Dobbs doesn't scare me a lick anymore, especially after that game. I think we finished strong and we have a season to remember.
Well, we could face former Lions backup Nick Mullins later in the year because he's being considered for the starting job. So watch out, Johnny. Watch out.
Lions legend.
It'll be
that's true.
Former Lions somewhere along the line, either Dobbs or him.
So. That's true. Dobbs is also a former Lion. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He's a former everything in the NFL almost.
Yeah.
Like Josh Johnson, the quarterback. So thank you, Johnny, for joining the podcast. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Johnny. Go Lions, man.
Go Lions. Thanks for having
me.
All
right, gentlemen. So I think we're going to wrap up the podcast here. But before we do, I just want to mention a few things. If you are interested in subscribing to this podcast, you can do so. Apple, Spotify, regular podcast. Please download it. Please subscribe. Please leave a review. Greatly appreciate that. Thank you to SidelineReport.com for supporting the podcast. Thank you to our producer, KJ.
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 Hey, all right. Yeah, we pulled up.
I don't know if it sounds better or worse with less people.
Oh. It's more interesting.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Hey, if anyone's looking for a good Christmas present, pick up your grandma's phone and subscribe to the podcast on her phone. She would love that. So,
absolutely. I love it, Bob. I love it. It's a gift that keeps on giving twice a week during the season and
once
in a while during the summer. So,
what grandma doesn't year want
round, baby, year round. And it's free. That's the best part. It's free.
Do you, instead of like singing lullabies to Little Z, do you play the pod in the background?
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. And I tell them horror stories of the Lions defense in the recent past weeks. But I tell them heroic stories about like the comeback against the Bears. And it gets him all excited. Right. He's up for hours after.
Yeah, I love it.
He's 8 months old, but he fully comprehends it all. It's amazing.
It's weird that your son only knows the Lions being really good.
I know, isn't it?
It's none wild. Of the rest of us have that experience, but he does.
He's only going to live in a world where the Lions are a good football team. He's truly blessed. Truly blessed.
Jealous.
Yes.
Where the Lions are a good football team and the Packers are not a good football team. So I hear my wife run down the stairs right now. She's pointing at me. I'm in trouble. Anyways, so Instagram, you know, tell us, you know, your thoughts about this upcoming game. Instagram, Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter/X at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Love to hear from you. Our email, if you wish to send a message, voicemail, anything like that, drinkingthebluekoolaid@gmail.com. Other than that, I think we can wrap it up here, safe and sound. Enjoy your weekend. We're heading into December, a December to remember. This year for the Lions, because they're going to clinch their first NFC North division hopefully this month, because the last game of the season's on the 7th of January. So
I hope this month. That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
let's do it this month. Let's make it a December to remember, like I said. So thank you everybody for listening. We greatly appreciate it. We'll be back on Sunday recapping the game on our YouTube page at DTBK. Subscribe on there so you get notified when we go live, and then you can join us in the conversation about a Lions victory. So thank you everybody for listening. We greatly appreciate you. And last but not least, as always, go
Lions!
Woo! Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.